Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you will hear my interview with a young lady that was runner-up in the Missouri State FFA Speech Contest held recently at the Lake of the Ozarks. Visiting with Olivia Bruni right now. Olivia, where do you go to school?
I go to school at Clopton High School.
You are a senior this year?
Yes, correct. This is my senior year.
What was the topic for your speech? And if you would, just give me a little highlight of what you had to say.
So the topic of our speech was, how can an FFA member advocate after graduation? And in my speech, I really talked about the different opportunities in a college campus, like different organizations you can get involved in, and also the different organizations outside of a campus, as well as just social media. You know, you can advocate on social media, agriculture, and just along those lines.
You know, FFA is such a diverse organization anymore. It used to be to where you had to pretty much live on a farm or have row crops or cattle. You don't have to actually live on a farm. You can live in the city, and there's so many different things you can do.
Yes.
And so that is one good thing for young people, that they can get involved with that and then go out and advocate for agriculture.
It really is. You know, when I first started out in FFA, like my freshman year, I did not live on a farm, and I still was just as involved as someone who did. But my sophomore year, we actually did move to a farm, so I got to see kind of both sides of it. And it really is. FFA is open to anybody, not just those farm kids.
What have your SAE projects been through the years?
I have a two-part SAE. So first is beef cattle production, and I also have worked for a trucking and landscaping company. So I've definitely had some experience in those areas.
Assuming you want to go to college?
Yes, I'm hoping to go to the University of Missouri Columbia.
As far as a major, have you got your mind made up?
Yeah, but it's kind of a hard decision, but I think I'm going to major in ag business. So I'm really excited about that.
I always ask, are you going to stay involved with agriculture? Sounds like you definitely are.
Yes, I am. It's been such a big part of my life, and I realize how important this industry is, so I'm in it for life. I really am.
One thing that we need to do is get to maybe some of the urban areas. A lot of people don't realize even where their food comes from that's on their table, or the extent of how much is provided through farmers and producers. The urban areas are so misinformed sometimes, and that's one thing you young people have the perfect opportunity to get out and advocate and let them know just exactly how important it is.
I mean, you're exactly right. All those people who are uninformed about agriculture, it starts with us and it starts with me. And it's like I have to take the initiative to go educate them about it and to communicate the facts so that they understand the simple things of where their food comes from. It's, as advocates in agriculture, it's our job to inform them about that. So I'm definitely trying to take an active role in that and helping those urban areas out.
Your communication skills are very good, and I know that that's something that you're going to build on through the years. You have an excellent future ahead of you, I'm sure.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Congratulations on that runner-up in the speech contest, and look forward to seeing you again.
Yes, for sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.